happened here.
North Carolina guard Cameron Johnson had surgery today for a torn meniscus in his left knee. And there's a Wednesday night NBA doubleheader on ESPN tipping off at 8 Eastern with the Cavaliers and the Hornets, followed by the 76ers and Lakers.
College football on ESPN Radio. Kansas State at number 13, Oklahoma State. Coverage begins Saturday at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and at 2:30 on ESPN2. Who's In? Presented by the 2018 Ford F-150.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Ken Sith looks to go out on top while his crew chief gets reassigned. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Matt Kenseth will step away from the sport following this weekend's Ford EcoBoost 400 in Miami, a career that has spanned 18 seasons, 649 starts, and 39 wins, the latest of those coming last week in Phoenix, a win that he says reaffirms his decision to leave the sport after learning that he would lose his ride at Joe Gibbs Racing earlier this year.
I mean, like I said, there's not a lot of people that get to go out like this, so it was a special day, and I'm looking forward to hopefully trying to race him again one more time.
And his current crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe, has been reassigned to the team's NASCAR Xfinity Series program and will serve as Christopher Bell's crew chief next year. The team also announced today that Brandon Jones and Ryan Preece have joined the team's Xfinity Series driver lineup for next season. For more, visit MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
I like to refer to it as the MRN. 6:05, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Kyle Mann, our producer on the other side of the glass, sending out the bat signal for Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com. He's going to answer your fantasy football questions coming up with us in just a few minutes. Baseball news, if you have not heard, Corey Kluber of the Cleveland Indians, the AL Cy Young Award winner today, and Max Scherzer of the Washington Nationals taking home the National League Award. The MVP voting set to be announced tomorrow, and then it's full attention being paid to the hot stove season. 319-366-1600. That's the number to get the fantasy football questions to us. You can also pick up the phone. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and ask Tristan yourself, especially if there's a question, a follow-up, or anything that Tristan would need to know from you. Plenty more to get to on the program tonight as well. Lots of football news. You heard the Buffalo Bills have made a quarterback change. Couple other teams, the Vikings announcing they're sticking with Case Keenum. Teddy Bridgewater will continue to serve as the backup quarterback there. And the Bears, Dowell Logans, their offensive coordinator, meeting the media today in Chicago at Hallis Hall, talking about Tariq Cohen, among other things, trying to figure out how to get the offense going in Chicago and whether or not he's being used in a proper manner. I had him early on in the fantasy football season, and him and Mike Gillisley have both been thrown overboard without life rafts, but such is the beast. You can get your questions to us for Tristan again, 319-366-1600. 6 o'clock showdown is on the way for you tonight, coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. 7 questions in 60 seconds, and our winner tonight is going to take home a pair of tickets to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. That concert is Saturday night, so if you win the tickets tonight during the showdown, you're going to have to come pick them up from us here in Cedar Rapids. The studio is on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. No more diet talk, I promise.
It just amazes me that what gets people going, and I know that there were a lot of people that didn't want to hear the diet talk, but we got phone calls and texts and people wanting it to continue. So
and
it
kind of
just naturally did.
People who don't want it to continue, including one person who was sitting behind the microphone talking about it. I don't look. I go where the show goes. I'm not the driver. I know there are people out there who want me to be the driver. I'm in the back seat of the Uber sometimes, and I have no idea. I know where we're supposed to go. I know the address that I punch in every day at 4 o'clock, and sometimes we have to take a detour, right? We don't have to. Sometimes the loudmouth in the back of the Uber is ordering us to take a detour, and I'll wear that. He's with us, Tristan Cockcroft, the fantasy football writer at ESPN.com. His appearance every week sponsored by Imon Communications. And Tristan, we've got a slew of questions to get to today, but I want to start off with a friend of ours, Kirk, who is in a league with us. Now, this isn't going to help him in that particular league, but yeah, he's been playing in a league for 25 years. He's got a $1,000 payout on the line in first place, and he needs help choosing a quarterback between Chase Keenum and Brett Hundley.
Oh, wow. With that much on the line, we're digging that deep, and I'm taking Case Keenum. I don't feel great about that matchup, but I do think that he's in a little bit better shape than Brett Hundley this week. Don't know how easy it is for the wide receivers of the Packers to get open in this matchup against Baltimore. So I'd go with Keenum. I think he's given us a little more evidence.
Tristan, 97-82 is in a standard league and needs to sit one of the three. Brandon Cooks, Michael Thomas, Alshon Jeffrey.
In that case, I'd sit Jeffrey. I feel like New England's going to do well on the ground, so maybe Cooks should be faded here, but I like the matchup overall. I just hate Oakland's defense. I'd sit Jeffrey.
Speaking of the New England ground game, did Deion Lewis take over the number one spot with Mike Gillisley a little bit banged up last week and now moving forward?
I think so, yeah. It's been 4 straight weeks weeks now that he's been in double-digit carries. The snap count's not quite up there, but it actually makes sense the way they're using him. They wanted to, by design, keep him healthy. So they're playing him somewhere within range of 20 to 30 snaps a week. That's pretty smart. I don't think you're going to see more than you have the past 4 weeks, but this is a great matchup. This is actually one of the best he'll get all year. For me, he's an absolute start this week.
All right, I promised him that he was going to have the first question today, and then I blew it, and that's on me. 3558 made sure to text us early today. He needs a third running back with Ezekiel Elliott out. Currently, he's got Alvin Kamara and Alex Collins. The waiver wire has available to him Jamal Williams or Samaje Perine. Who is the better pickup?
So I personally prefer Jamal Williams. I think he's a better player of the two. I was very on board with him as a sleeper. I think we might have even talked about that as a guy to stash among the handcuffs. The issue here is that based on that roster, you probably need more carries, and Perine's floor is higher, simply put. I like Williams, and I'm going to take Perine here.
All right, 2792 is in a PPR league. He needs one of the following running backs: Buck Allen, Joe Mixon, or Duke Johnson.
For me, that's going to come down to Mixon versus Duke Johnson, and Mixon gets the Denver matchup, so that's kind of a tough one. If this is a non-PPR, I'm starting Mixon. I think he gets the edge there, and it's kind of noticeable. But Johnson is pretty much a toss-up in anything else. I'm going to lean towards the Browns player here.
All right, 1821 on the text line needs three of the following players in a PPR league. So let's see, we've got five players, so pick three of the five. Tevin Coleman, Joe Mixon, Cooper Kupp, Rishard Matthews, or Paul Richardson?
So Richardson's going to be out here. I think he's the first one we need to take out of the mix. Rishard Matthews. Tevin Coleman's a definite. Rishard Matthews is probably going to get in there. Last I checked on that, I think I had some... Actually, no, you know what? He's got Pittsburgh. For some reason, that actually graded a better matchup than I expected. Give me the third name again.
It was Coleman, Mixon, Cooper Kupp, Matthews, and Richardson.
Yeah, it actually is kind of close between Kupp and Matthews. I'd lean to Kupp here. I think the Kupp and Robert Woods are the players who get the best part of this matchup from the Rams side. Sammy Watkins is the one I'd be avoiding.
Tristan Cockcroft joining us answering your fantasy football questions as he does every week. The number, 319-366-1600, 5646, needs a quarterback off the waiver wire this week. Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jared Goff, Case Keenum, or Marcus Mariota?
Goff faces a really tough test this week, and it makes me uncomfortable, but he's still the highest-ranked option here for me. I like what I've seen from him. I think there's been a lot of development, and I don't think that the upside is great, but he's the one I'm going to scoop up for one reason simply. He's not much worse than any of these other options, and you have the potential to get more out of him in future weeks. There's some better matchups upcoming. That said, if you really need to shoot for the moon here, I actually do think Eli Manning's matchup is pretty good, and he's going to have a lot of volume. So that would be the direction I'd go otherwise.
8068 also has a quarterback question. He's in a two-quarterback league and needs you to pick between Flacco, Hundley, or Gabbert to pick up off the waiver wire.
They all have pretty decent matchups this week. I need to see for sure that Gabbert is going to get the start in this game. I'm leaning towards him getting it. I think Drew Stanton is not going to play, so I ranked Gabbert, and I did rank him the highest. Houston is a pretty good matchup here for wide receivers, and Larry Fitzgerald matches up well. Fitzgerald could bring Gabbert along for the ride, stats-wise.
All right. Nobody has asked this question yet, which I find absolutely mind-blowing, but Ezekiel Elliott has decided he's going to drop his suspension appeal. He's going to miss the next six games. He's eligible to return, I think it's week 16, December 24th. Lots of teams, week 16 is usually championship where their season is over, depending on the schedule in the league. What do you do with Ezekiel Elliott right now?
So I think about the best you can do is toss the name out there on your trade market. I mean, so for example, in ESPN leagues, the trade deadline comes up the day before Thanksgiving, this coming Wednesday. I would dangle the name out there. And I know this is kind of an awkward strategy to do that, and if nobody bites, that you drop the player. But I genuinely believe Elliott is worthy of drop consideration. And the reason for this is, yeah, you're potentially losing the Week 16 matchup, but you could always attempt to get him back in 2 or 3 weeks. But I don't like that matchup anyway. It's Seattle. I mean, it's a Seattle game, and we have no idea what the state of the Cowboys are going to be in terms of competitive performance here. We also don't know what the Seahawks situation is going to be by that point. It's one game, and it's too speculative.
All right, 5646 with another one. It's a half-point PPR league looking for a flex play this week. Some intriguing options here. Devontae Adams, Buck Allen, Duke Johnson, or Amir Abdullah?
And if it's one guy here, I actually am going to take Devontae Adams there and just sort of hope. I'll keep my fingers crossed tightly. Duke Johnson would be the other direction I go. Now what I'm recalling from the previous question, which I didn't get into, is Duke Johnson's matchup not being all that great. But one of the reasons why I do like him is I think they're going to need to do some of those screen passes in order to move the ball against Jacksonville. They'll be throwing a lot, and I think he's going to be an important part there. So he's pretty close.
What are your thoughts on Dontrell Inman? Is he a guy to take a flyer on? And when you look at the Bears wide receivers, and there's starting to be some rumblings that they're going to actually let Mitch Trubisky do what they drafted him for, which is throw the ball. Inman, to me, seems like he may be the most athletic, best option among that receiving core in Chicago.
He does seem that way. I kind of liked him in San Diego, and I guess I should call it L.A. now. It was an impressive performance this past week, and it did actually earn him a top 50 ranking. I was the only guy of our group to rank him within the top 50, and granted, it was at the very end. But I like him for the simple reason that I don't know exactly how this is going to shake out going against Darius Slay. Is he the one who's going to get the coverage from Slay most often in this game? I think it's likely he does, but not so sure. So for me, if you have the extra spot, stash him. I'd try to avoid him if I can. But I actually do think there might be something there. Trubisky's looked all right this past couple of games.
Tristan, we talked about Deion Lewis. With Mike Gillisley, a healthy scratch, is Rex Burkhead's workload going to go up at all?
I think it'll be something similar to what we saw this past week. I'll point out that Burkhead actually played a larger snap count, and if I recall, it was by a pretty noticeable amount than Deion Lewis. So he does fit in terms of the change of pace, giving a breather type of role. I don't think we're going to see a lot of Gillisley going forward. He's been extremely disappointing for a very long time. It's roughly 6, maybe even 7 weeks at this point. They are not going to the run when they're near scoring position anyway. So yeah, that hurts Lewis, but it especially hurts Gillisley. I think Burkhead's going to be involved. He's capable of moving the ball on the ground, and he catches passes out of the backfield. He's kind of like a light James White.
68-27 on the text line. Standard league looking for two wide receivers: Larry Fitzgerald, Devontae Adams, Juju Smith-Schuster, Adam Thielen, or Marvin Jones Jr. Needs two of them.
So in this case, I'm going to use Larry Fitzgerald because I do love that matchup. Houston has been particularly poor against wide receivers, especially opposing number one wide receivers, and he'll get some of those slot receiver snaps, which is also to his benefit. That's another part of the defense that's weak for Houston. So he's clearly number one here. For me, it's Adam Thielen next. Now, I'm somewhat pessimistic on him this week because of the Rams matchup, but I said before, I kind of like Keenum best of those picks we had, because I think he's going to throw a lot, and I think Thielen is going to play a very important role in that. I think he's going to give you wide receiver two numbers.
All right, 79-66 has a trade offer in front of him: Devin Funchess and Olsen for Jay Ajayi.
Ooh. That's an interesting trade, and it's a fair proposal. And I think needs are going to come into play here, which I can't judge. I haven't seen the whole roster. For me, I would actually prefer to have the receiver and tight end. I do believe that Greg Olsen is going to be very heavily involved after the Panthers come out of this bye. I think he's going to go right back to his previous role. Maybe it's 1 week where he's worked in on a snap count, and then the final five games are outstanding. They're back to top five tight end production. If that's true, yeah, you're doubling up on Panthers, but they're the two that you want. They're going to get volume, and the schedule's favorable.
Speaking of Jay Ajayi, the team that he used to play for, what do we know? Did we get any clarity in the Dolphins running back situation?
I think the clarity we got was lack of clarity. It's pretty clear that they're kind of like the Jets, where they have a player who should probably be getting the vast majority of the carries, and that's Kenyon Drake, and they're just not willing to use him that way. If you watch this game, Damian Williams was, I mean, it was maddening to me. I'm watching Williams out there. Drake barely even made an appearance in the first quarter. And then he had that big play that padded his fantasy score. I think they're going to learn from this, and they're going to use him a decent amount going forward, so he's the one I'd invest in. But I do think it's going to be like Matt Forte and Bilal Powell, where it does frustrate you as a fantasy owner.
Tristan, you had said last week to use caution with Kelvin Benjamin against the Saints. Do you say the same thing this week with a new quarterback in Buffalo? What are your thoughts on the potential chemistry between Nathan Peterman and Kelvin Benjamin?
There's not enough of a sample for me to really judge how the two of them are going to connect chemistry-wise. That's the real wild card here. But I do think that changing a quarterback here, especially after that trade and the fact that he missed the game and then he was not really used in a featured spot, kind of worries me. It's another week where they kind of spin their wheels. I would avoid him if I possibly could. I know this matchup is not really that scary. It's not like the Saints one, but it's also not a great one. The one that really stands out is the Week 12 game against Kansas City. I'd leave him on the sidelines, evaluate the game, see the kind of chemistry, and then try to go all in as, say, a wide receiver two or three next week.
Your fantasy football questions for Tristan Cockcroft. Just a few more minutes with the Fantasy Hall of Famer. 94-66 looking for a flex play in a standard scoring league. Jeremy Maclin, Juju Smith-Schuster, or AP?
AP, who I feel like the biggest critic of him going into last week and then also going into this week. Bad matchup there. Now I'm blanking on my first player here. Is the first player on that list
Maclin.
Who I'm definitely starting? I'm trying to remember the name now.
Jeremy Maclin.
Maclin has a very good matchup this week. Actually do like how he matches up here. The perimeter receivers very often capitalize against the Packers.
All right, at this point, the waiver wire of the last few weeks has probably been picked pretty clean, but is there a name or two out there, at least as far as low ownership in ESPN leagues, that you think maybe those prospectors out there looking to strike gold could latch onto?
I think there are a couple of the names we likely mentioned already with Williams, Perine. I think at quarterback, that's a place that you can strike because there's some good matchups out there despite some of the injuries. We did mention a couple of them that Flacco's got that kind of interesting matchup. Eli's out there in a couple of leagues. The one that I'm going to throw you here, it's a dart throw. We mentioned the Ezekiel Elliott suspension that it's 6 games missed. I'm buying Rod Smith. I stashed him just about everywhere I possibly could. I do think that he's going to get a larger look in the coming weeks, and I wonder whether there's maybe 2 or 3 productive games for fantasy. I see no reason that he's any less talented than Alfred Morris at this point. I think he's worth a flyer.
Rod Smith, there you go. Tristan Cockcroft. We'll send everybody ESPN.com's way. The weekly rankings are out. Streaming options, great resource for fantasy football players as always, and we thank you for the time, Tristan. Good luck this week.
I appreciate it. Good luck this week. Thank you.
Rod Smith. Let me write that down. Just kidding. Somebody already has him. I'm not 3-1 last week, and I played myself out of victory in would have been 4-0, but I decided that in my infinite wisdom, I didn't like the Kirk Cousins matchup in one of the leagues, so I was going to try to stream Josh McCown, and that wound up costing me because the difference in points between McCown and Cousins actually accounted for the loss there. But hopefully you guys are in a better position. And Kirk, 25 years in that league, $1,000 on the line. We got a couple people on the text line that were wondering about that situation. I don't know if Kirk can lend any more clarity to that. My guess is that that is a 2-quarterback league because when you're down to...
Well, if he's still in contention, options. And those are the options, then yes, probably a 2-quarterback league.
And so we get that every once in a while. People want to be critical of the questions that other fantasy players ask, and there are a ton of different leagues out there. Is it standard scoring? Is it PPR, half-point PPR, 2-quarterback, which I highly recommend playing in a 2-quarterback league. It makes things interesting. It can be high-scoring, depending on some of the other settings. And they're tough to come by. You play in a 2-quarterback league and they get snapped up immediately in the 5th or 6th round, your draft is over. And I speak from experience as somebody who decided that they were going to, it was ride or die this year with Kirk Cousins as my quarterback 1 in a 2-quarterback league. And let's just put it this way. Die was the... Die one out over ride or die. 6:24, let's step aside, take a quick break. By the way, if you didn't get your questions answered, the segment here with Tristan is an absolute crap show on the text line because the minute that one of the three of us looks at the text line, the text does not show up as unread on the other two people's screens. So when you have three people looking at the text line, it just becomes an absolute mad jumble. So I'm sure some questions fell through the cracks there. My apologies. You can probably try to answer them for yourself if you go to ESPN.com and pull up the rankings, the weekly rankings. You can even get Tristan's specific rankings. Just click on his name in the column, and it'll automatically sort things out for you. No kicker or defense questions this week. Pretty good. Pretty good for that segment. 6:25. Quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. 6 o'clock showdown still to come tonight as well. Back with more after this.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4 million miles of open American roads. Now that's the gift that keeps on giving. Keep your car running newer, longer at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 16th through 19th. Eligible tires only. Additional fees may apply where lawful. Subject to restrictions. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
Hey. Why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes. You sign up with your street address so you only get a reminder when it's our week.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
It is 6:27. Welcome back in. It is the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer, Kyle Mann. We'll get you up until 7 o'clock tonight. UNI basketball on the horizon, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Ben Jacobson and the Panthers at home in the McLeod Center, welcoming Iowa Conference foe Wartburg to town tonight. It's the first time those two teams have met since 2012. We'll have it for you again on our FM frequencies. And speaking of the FM frequencies, that's the way that you will be able to hear us tomorrow on the radio at 3:30. We will join on 1600 AM tomorrow, the Cyclone Radio Network, as Iowa State plays Appalachian State. And you can either get us on the FM frequencies, stream us online at KGYMradio.com, or download the KGYM app for your phone. But we will not be on 1600 AM tomorrow at all. My apologies. Cyclone Radio Network takes precedence. 6:28, time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was selected today as one of five finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy, which is given to the nation's top defender each season by the Football Writers Association. Jewell leads the Big Ten and is fourth in the country with 104 tackles, despite missing a game midseason. Iowa State got a commitment today from defensive back Valik Carter, a three-star from Florida. Carter's 5'10 and 170 pounds and chose the Cyclones over offers from Oklahoma, Purdue, and UCF, according to 24/7 Sports. The UNI women's basketball team beat Iowa State last night 57-53 for their first win over the Cyclones since 2002. Ellie Howell and Kennedy Kirkpatrick each had 17 points to lead UNI. Taylor Hagan also chipped in 11, and Megan Maas had a game-high 13 boards. Iowa State's Bridget Carlton still turned in a good game with 18 points and 7 boards. The Cyclone men will be back in action tomorrow in Myrtle Beach. The word from the coaching staff is that redshirt freshman Cameron Lard is a confirmed full go, and Princeton grad transfer Hans Brace is also confirmed to be available and will play as much as his body and the trainers allow. The Iowa women will be in action tonight, hosting Northern Illinois beginning at 7 o'clock as they hope to remain undefeated on the young season. Also back in action tonight will be the UNI men's team as they host Wartburg. They'll be trying to continue their hot shooting as early in the season they're shooting 50% from three. You can hear that game on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym.
All right, it is 6:30. That means the 6 o'clock showdown is on the horizon. We need two callers playing tonight for Hairball tickets. 319-366-1600. Hairball playing the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena this Saturday night, so you're going to need to come by the station and pick these tickets up if you win. 319-366-1600. We need callers number 1 and 2 to 366-1600 right now, and then after the bottom of the hour break, we'll come out right away and play the 6 o'clock showdown. 7 questions, 60 seconds. You answer more correctly than your opponent, and you're going to take home tickets to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena this Saturday. 319-366-1600. I see Carson in Iowa City. We'll find out who our other player is next.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at JCP.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't gonna watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
Yeah, that TV ain't going to watch itself. Let's bring in Carson in Iowa City. He's going to be answering the questions that I'll be reading off. And Dan in Center Point is going to be answering Alex's questions that he'll be reading tonight. Gentlemen, how are we?
Doing good.
Good.
Doing real good.
All right. 6 o'clock showdown is pretty simple. It's 7 questions in 60 seconds. And if you answer more questions than your opponent, then you're going to win the hairball tickets. Alex, I've been in a very generous mood the last couple weeks. I'm going to do the same thing that I've been doing. I'm going to allow you and Dan to make the decision here. Would you like to go first, or would you like to wait and go last?
It's up to you, Dan. What do you think?
I'll go second.
All right.
Okay.
You and Carson go first.
Carson, we've got 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, and then if we've got extra time, we'll come back and try to circle around and answer it again. Okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Nathan Peterman is going to be the starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Peterman was the quarterback for what ACC team when they took on the Hawkeyes in the 2015 season?
Carson, you got us?
Georgia Tech.
What Iowa football player is one of 5 finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Award?
Hello?
Carson, you got us?
It's like we might have lost Carson there for a second.
Well, I think I hear
Josie
him.
Jewell.
Yeah, Josie Jewell. He's on a about a, I don't know, this is a...
Josie Jewell.
The answer is Josie Jewell. there's some sort of issue here with Lost in the space-time continuum. It's about a 20-second delay, and I can't put my finger on it. This makes it extremely difficult to do the 6 o'clock showdown. Carson, you got us right now.
We'll try it one more time. Carson, do you have us now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Right. We'll try. We'll start over.
Oh, we don't need to start over. Just we'll ballpark it here. With Alabama ranked number one, which one loss team was number two in the Week 3 college football playoff poll?
Clemson.
Torrey Lovullo was named manager of the year in the National League. What team does he manage?
Diamondbacks.
Royals manager Ned Yost nearly died recently while doing what activity on his Georgia property? Fishing, hunting, or jogging?
Fishing.
What former Iowa Hawkeye will replace the injured Sean Lee as Dallas' starting weak side linebacker on Sunday night?
Christian Kirksey.
Which SEC school fired its athletic director today?
What school or what conference?
SEC.
Pass.
All right, I think we're probably at 60 seconds, but I've seen three win before. So,
okay.
Carson, hang on tight, and we'll see if Dan and Centerpoint can do better than three.
All right, Dan, you got me?
Yeah.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now. This NFL running back's next game will be on December 24th.
Ezekiel Elliott, when it's over.
What Iowa Conference Hoops team is facing you and I tonight in Cedar Falls?
Warburg.
This NFL quarterback is the latest player to denounce Thursday night football games.
NFL quarterback, current NFL quarterback?
Yes.
Current one, Tom Brady.
On Monday, ESPN launched a new SportsCenter program on this popular phone application.
ESPN app.
Name one of the two teams that Iowa State men's basketball team have lost to this season.
Milwaukee.
The Tampa Bay Rays are reportedly in talks with this NL Central team in a trade involving closer Alex Cologne.
Cardinals.
I believe that was four, right?
Do we get a tie? Do we have a tie, or do we have a winner?
I'm pretty sure. He's your contestant.
I know.
Give me the damn sheet. I'll tell you. I think we got a winner there. Zeke Elliott, Wartburg, Missouri, and the Cardinals. Or Milwaukee. He said Milwaukee. That's four. 4-3. There you go. Dan and Centerpoint, congratulations. You're going to be taking home the hairball tickets. Carson in Iowa City, better luck next time. And our apologies for the phone gremlins, which continue to haunt the KGYM studio. Even though Halloween is over and we've moved on to Thanksgiving, we're still dealing with hauntings. The questions that we did not get correct, I should say. Nathan Peterman was the quarterback for Pitt when they played the Hawkeyes in 2015. Ned Yost nearly died during a hunting accident. He was checking some tree stands at his property. Anthony Hitchens is going to be the starting weak side linebacker for the Cowboys this week. And Jeff Long, the athletic director at Arkansas, lost his job today.
I apologize for that, Todd. I thought that your contestant might have gotten four as well.
No, we were sitting on three.
Which Iowa Conference hoops team is facing you and I tonight in Cedar Falls? That would be Wartburg. Ben Roethlisberger is the latest NFL player to denounce Thursday night football games. And ESPN launched a SportsCenter program on Snapchat.
Snapchat, this is really interesting. They are doing a 3 to 5 minute SportsCenter for Snapchat. Katie Nolan hosted the first version of this on a Monday, and they're going to rotate the hosts through. SportsCenter is a highlight show. There's not much need for a highlight show in 2017 because you have a highlight show in the palm of your hand. It's called a smartphone. And so they're trying to figure out what they can do with the SportsCenter brand that connects with young people. So they're trying to do a 3 to 5 minute SportsCenter on Snapchat. don't know. How many of you out there have Snapchat? Let me know on the text line, 319-366-1600. By the way, there is no KGYM Snapchat account. Somebody here wanted one of those a long time ago, and it didn't come to fruition. And quite frankly, I don't know what would appear on the KGYM Snapchat. I don't want to know. Maybe pictures of broccoli or something. The phone gremlin. We could have a picture of the phone gremlin. A 641. That prize tonight, by the way, hairball tickets. They are in concert Saturday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. And tickets are still on sale. You can get them in person at the Ice Arena box office, or you can buy them online. 641. Another riveting edition of the 6 o'clock showdown. And
how do we recover? How do we recover from that?
I don't know. 3530 wonders if another station in Tennessee is possibly doing the 6 o'clock showdown yet. It would have to be at 6 a.m. instead of 6 p.m. But we'll check in. We'll check in and we'll see also. It's not going to be a checking in with Doug and Daddy, but one of the... Well, it's going to be Doug. I'm going to shoot for Doug. Of Doug and Daddy fame will join us next week to break down Iowa, Nebraska, and he won't know, hopefully, that it's sort of a little bit of an Easter egg for our listeners here in Eastern Iowa. That's the plan, anyway. But sometimes good plans, well, they go by the wayside. 642, we'll take a quick timeout. We come back. We will get you ready for the remainder of your Wednesday evening. Iowa, I should say, yes, the Iowa women at home tonight taking on Northern Illinois. The UNI men are hosting Wartburg. And you're going to get that game on 106.3 and 107.5 FM coming up at the top of the hour. Back with more after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
When my wife's parents flew in for the weekend, I picked them up in my Honda Pilot. They raved over my decision to buy from Kelley Blue Book's 2017 Best Value brand and marveled at all the cargo space. Then they called my wife on Bluetooth to say what a smart man I was. Just kidding. Well, they did use the Bluetooth to ask my wife why she didn't pick them up.
Hurry in to your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for information.
I'm taking a look at the National League Cy Young voting here, and this kind of caught me off guard. I thought it would be a close race between Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw, but Scherzer got 27 of the possible 30 first-place votes and basically won in a blowout. He finished with 201 points. Kershaw had 3 first-place votes, 25 second-place votes, 1 third-place vote, and 1 fourth-place vote. Would love to know who put Clayton Kershaw fourth on their ballot. Steven Strasburg of the Nationals finishes in third place with 81 points. He got 1 second-place vote, 23 third-place votes, and then a couple more for fourth and fifth place. Zach Greinke of the Diamondbacks finished fourth, followed by Kenley Jansen, Gio Gonzalez, Robbie Ray of the Diamondbacks. Jacob DeGrom of the Mets got 2 fifth-place votes. Jimmy Nelson of the Milwaukee Brewers got a fifth-place vote, as did Alex Wood of the Dodgers. Was Max Scherzer that much better than Clayton Kershaw this year that it was 27-3 when it came to first-place votes? 319-366-1600. Am I alone here, or were you surprised that it wasn't a little bit tighter between Scherzer and Kershaw.
Kershaw might be a little bit tighter, but Kershaw was, I think the injury probably knocked him out of a lot of first place votes, missing that amount of chunk of the season. And I think that's probably where you're seeing a little bit of the divide.
Yeah, 27-3 in first place votes. Max Scherzer and Corey Kluber, if you're just joining us, you are Cy Young winners in the National League and American League. Who comes out on top in the AL and NL MVP voting tomorrow? I would think that Jose Altuve is your American League MVP, although, caveat, the voting is done before the postseason, but Altuve had a tremendous season, as did Aaron Judge, who is also in the running. But I think Jose Altuve is your American League MVP. And then as far as the National League goes,
do they give it to somebody who's on a good team? That's the question. Is Goldschmidt the guy because his team went to the playoffs, or do they give it to one of the guys that had really good, that had a really good year on a non-playoff team in Votto or Giancarlo Stanton?
I know Brian Kenny at the MLB Network is all in on Joey Votto. Says he's the most valuable player in the entire league, not just the National League, all of baseball. I would think Goldschmidt winds up winning tomorrow. And the reason why, it's really difficult in this day and age to warrant giving the award to somebody who's on a team that doesn't even make the postseason. And 1987 is the year that everybody points to, and it bothers me because I loved Andre Dawson as a kid, and Dawson won the MVP award that year. And the Cubs were absolutely awful. But he got the MVP over some other very, very good candidates. I think Tim Raines was in that. Was it Willie McGee that year? Somebody else. And everybody's up in arms still to this day that Andre Dawson got the MVP award in 1987. Votto is a darling of the sabermetrics crowd. He gets on base. He does a lot of things good in this day and age in baseball. But do you penalize a guy because his team wasn't very good? 319-366-1600. Can you hold the fact that his team wasn't very good against a guy like Joey Votto and the MVP? It's an individual award, not a team award. So if it's the most valuable player in the league, does his team have to be good in your eyes?
In baseball, I don't think it matters as much as when we're talking about football or basketball. In basketball, one really good player can make your team, can lift your team, team's value to from a non-playoff team to a playoff team. In football, for the most part, one player makes a big time difference, a heck of a lot bigger difference than it does in baseball. I think that if a guy hits 59 home runs, or in Votto's case, hits 36 and drives in 100 and doesn't strike out all that often, and just does everything that you ask of a baseball player, and he has a better year than Paul Goldschmidt, then he's probably your MVP. So it's just going to be, I just would rather these voters look and say who had the best year, especially in a sport like baseball, where it's very much an individual game. Yes, it's a team game, but of the team games, it's most reliant on individuals.
I asked a while ago if you had Snapchat, and the overwhelming response on the Hertin and Starker text line is the exact same one that I would give. How ironic. I have it, and I very rarely use it. And it got to the point where I'd get a notification every time somebody sent me a Snapchat or somebody put. So I turned it off. And once you turn notifications off, I may as well not have the thing on my phone at all. But I have it. I don't ever hardly use it. And I'm certainly not using it to watch a 3 to 5 minute Sports Center every day. Although, you got to give ESPN credit. They're trying to figure out. We were having this conversation earlier today in the office. I don't want to give away any state secrets here, but we were talking about the future of quote-unquote radio and how people are going to be listening to this show a year from now, 5 years from now? The answer is you're not going to be listening to this show 5 years from now. They will have replaced me with someone by that point in time. But, I mean, not everybody has a radio anymore. And I know that's just sometimes hard to believe, but things change along the way. And that's one of the reasons that ESPN is, I wouldn't say dying on the vine, but not as fruitful as it used to be, because times change. And there was a time and place, and we've talked about this before with SportsCenter, if you weren't watching the game, you probably only had one way of getting the highlights from that game, and it was watching SportsCenter, hoping that you tuned in at the right time and that they hadn't talked about that game already. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait for a replay an hour later or whatever. Nowadays, Josie Jewell makes a decapitating tackle on the field, and somebody has turned it into a GIF off of the BTN, or better yet, the BTN puts it out there on Twitter itself. And you've got highlights instantly. You no longer need SportsCenter. So you give ESPN credit for trying to think outside the box. I just don't know if Snapchat is going to be the thing that saves them. I want to talk MVP talk here. Richard and Marion. Let's end the show tonight on a little baseball note. What's up, Richard?
Hey, I just was listening, guys, and I kind of agree that it doesn't really matter. I don't think it should matter how good the team is. I think the player with the best results should get the award, but it's not going to happen anymore like that.
Well, we'll see tomorrow. I don't know. I'm never going to have a vote, but I would lean toward Goldschmidt, and you can yell at me all you want, but I do think that you deserve to get a little credit if you're on a team that makes it to the postseason. Joey Votto, I don't want to take anything. By the way, the Reds it seems like they've been talking about trading Votto for the last 3 or 4 years because they're not going anywhere, and he's getting, for the Reds anyway, a rather large sum of money. He just keeps going out and getting on base and doing things that you need to do to succeed in 2017 and not getting much credit for it. If Votto played on the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Cubs, he'd be a superstar.
I'm seeing the text roll in, 8844. How valuable of a player are you if you didn't make the playoffs? Like I said, in other sports, it's different. In other sports, that's a great question. Carmelo Anthony comes to mind as a guy who's a scorer in the NBA, but his teams don't make the playoffs. It's just so different in baseball. Giancarlo Stanton hits 59 home runs this year and is on a bad team. There's nothing he can do about that. There's nothing that Joey Votto can do about the fact, like you just said, if he's on another team who is a playoff contender, he's a superstar. So I think that it should matter in other sports, just not in baseball.
Trying to think of that 1987 Cubs team. It was the first year that Andre Dawson came over from the Montreal Expos. I think they had Vance Law at third base. Sean Dunstan would have been at short. Sandberg at second. You had Mark Grace as a rookie replacing Rafael Palmeiro at first base. And then a godforsaken outfield. Now Leon Durham still at first base in 1987. He may have still been at first base in 1987. And then an outfield of just absolute crap and Andre Dawson, if I'm recalling my 1987 Cubs roster correctly in my head. Jody Davis behind the plate before they shipped him off to the Atlanta Braves. 319-366-1600. Is my mind deceiving me, or we've already taken our final break of the
night? You're right on top of it.
Plow through here and get our way to 7 o'clock tonight. You and I, men's basketball on the way, taking on the Wartburg Knights. I know we've got a couple listeners that will make them very happy. Wartburg is getting a little bit of love tonight. Probably won't be getting a ton from Gary Rima on the broadcast, but you can hear that game coming up on our FM frequencies. Kyle's got your last Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the evening. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was selected today as one of five finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy, which is given to the nation's top defender each season by the Football Writers Association. Jewell leads the Big Ten and is fourth in the country with 104 tackles, despite missing a game midseason. Iowa State got a commitment today from defensive back Malik Carter, a three-star from Florida. Carter's 5'10" and 170 pounds and chose the Cyclones over offers from Oklahoma, Purdue, and UCF, according to 24/7 Sports. The UNI women's basketball team beat Iowa State last night 57-53 for their first win over the Cyclones since 2002. Ellie Howell and Kennedy Kirkpatrick each had 17 points to lead UNI. Taylor Hagan also chipped in 11, and Megan Moss had a game-high 13 boards. Iowa State's Bridget Carlton still turned in a good game with 18 points and 7 boards. The Cyclone men will be back in action tomorrow in Myrtle Beach. The word from the coaching staff is that redshirt freshman Cameron Lard is a confirmed full go, and Princeton grad transfer Hans Braze is confirmed to be available and will play as much as his body and the trainers allow. The Iowa women will be in action tonight, hosting Northern Illinois beginning at 7 o'clock as they hope to remain undefeated on the young season. Also back in action tonight will be the UNI men's team as they host Wartburg. As Todd said, they'll be trying to continue their hot shooting as early in the season they're shooting 50% from beyond the arc. You'll be able to hear that one on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym.
And perhaps the biggest news of the night, Matt Campbell meeting with Iowa State media after Cyclone practice in Ames today, and a little bit of ambiguity still on who will the starting quarterback, who will be the starting quarterback for the Cyclones this weekend in Waco as they take on Baylor. But Kyle Kemp did practice tonight with the Cyclones, so it's going to either be Kyle Kemp or Zeb Nolan. But there's still a little questionable as to whether or not Kemp will be ready to go against the Bears. That's going to do it for a Wednesday edition of the program. Tune in tomorrow. We'll get you ready for some Cyclone basketball. I think we're talking with Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. Thursday brings Woodja as well. We skipped it last week. I know Woodja has its fans. And another $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill could be yours. Thanks for listening.